Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Governor Jerry Brown unveiled his May revision for the state budget, and the deficit that was supposed to have been getting smaller with deep cuts to state services is only getting larger. The governor estimates that unless two tax initiatives he has sponsored are passed by voters in November, the state will have to deal with a $16 billion deficit, not an $8 billion hole. The governor said in a statement that if the tax initiatives fail, K-12 education and community colleges will face a $5.5 billion cut, and that the UC and Cal State University systems will get another $250 million reduction, which will lead to more hikes in tuition. Other proposals from the governor's office include a 5% reduction in salary for state workers, shutting down state offices once a week, and millions of dollars in cuts to the court system, Cal Grants, and Medi-Cal. The Board of Supervisors meets tomorrow for its regularly weekly meeting, and on the agenda is an item that deals with the announced resignation of Director of Economic Development and Natural Resources, Kirk Girard. Girard announced last week he'll resign in June to accept a position with Santa Clara County, and instead of filling his position with a new hire, the Budget Subcommittee, which includes Jimmy Smith and Ryan Sundberg, has proposed that the department be disbanded instead. The proposal calls for economic development to be folded into the purview of the Chief Administrator's Office and that natural resources be merged with public works. The supervisors voted earlier to split planning and building from economic development, and they are currently interviewing candidates to take over that planning department position. The board meets, as usual, at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a car burglary in progress on the Mollel Dunes on Saturday afternoon, and while en route, a deputy spotted the suspect vehicle, a Dodge Neon with two males inside, leaving the scene. When the deputies stopped to turn around after seeing the vehicle on the Samoa Bridge, he lost sight of the car for a time until seeing it at a gas station at 4th and R Streets in Eureka. As the deputy approached the vehicle, the passenger, later identified as 28-year-old Eureka resident Arlen Brown, fled the scene on foot but was soon caught. A search of Brown turned up a stolen credit card. A search of the vehicle and the driver, 32-year-old Jedediah Charles Hiller of McKinleyville, turned up other suspected stolen items, including backpacks, camping gear, a cell phone, and an ice chest. The victim of the car burglary at the Dunes identified the stolen property as his, and it was returned. Further investigation at the scene on the Dunes revealed that at least one other car had been broken into, and both Hiller and Brown were booked into county jail on burglary and possession of stolen property charges. And the Arcata Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying a man suspected of trying to lure students at Jacoby Creek Elementary into the bushes on Friday. The suspect was on school grounds and was identified by school staffers as a white male adult in his early 30s with a short buzz cut, brown hair and eyes, about 5'10", 160 pounds, who was wearing an olive green windbreaker, black t-shirt, and jeans. After police arrived to search the area and left, they were called back after the suspect reappeared and then fled the scene by leaping a fence. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Arcata Police Department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The City of Eureka's successor agency, the Oversight Board, the group that will oversee former city redevelopment projects, will meet in room 207 at City Hall at 5:30 tonight. The Oversight Board will appoint a chair and vice chair, review its statutory purpose, and then review agenda items for recognized obligation payments that the city owes on former redevelopment contracts. The board will also consider a proposal to transfer of housing properties and assets from the former redevelopment agency to the city as the acting successor. On Saturday, sheriff's deputies were called out to the 2400 block of McKinleyville Avenue on a report of a burglary in progress. When deputies arrived, they met the homeowner outside who reported she had been away, and when she got home, she found a window open in her house. Deputies entered the residence and found 58-year-old Eureka resident Lisa Kaufman, who reportedly admitted breaking into the house using a screwdriver. Kaufman was booked into county jail on burglary charges. Arcata police officers responded to a report of a fight in progress in the 900 block of H Street in Arcata on Saturday afternoon. When officers reached the scene, they found a 20-year-old male who had suffered substantial injuries to his face. He was taken to Mad River Hospital for treatment. Further investigation led to the identification of the assailant as 23-year-old Fortuna resident Donnie McCoy. And yesterday afternoon, Fortuna police officers contacted McCoy at his residence in Fortuna. He was arrested and booked into county jail for violation of parole and for assault with a deadly weapon. And that's your North Coast News on this Monday evening for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.